Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. The Red Cross encourages all Humboldt and Del Norte County residents to participate in the Great Shakeout Earthquake Drill on Thursday. The event gives residents a chance to review what to do during and following an earthquake, but it is also important to prepare yourself ahead of time. One way to prepare is by using a new Red Cross app for your phone, which includes a one-touch messaging system so that friends and family members can easily broadcast to one another that they are safe. Putting together a toolkit with a flashlight and other essentials will also help, along with the locations of open Red Cross shelters. The Shakeout Drill will take place at 10:17 a.m. To register for the event, go to shakeout.org. The Eureka City Council meets tonight, and outside of a closed session agenda item wrapping up the short tenure of former City Manager Bill Panos, it should be a straightforward meeting. The Council will discuss and is expected to approve the city as the successor agency for the former redevelopment agency, as well as to approve a long-term property management plan for successor agency-owned properties. The Council is also expected to approve a memorandum of understanding between the City and the County of Humboldt for a proposal to purchase the McKay Tract for the purposes of creating a community forest and recreation area. Staff has also recommended the Council reject two lawsuits filed against the city following two separate traffic incidents. The rejection of the lawsuits is standard procedure. The meeting begins at 6 o'clock in Council chambers. Congressman Jared Huffman will host a telephone town hall meeting tonight beginning at 7 o'clock to field questions from constituents regarding the ongoing government shutdown. Huffman is on record stating that the federal shutdown and imposing debt limit battle are harming the country and California's 2nd District. You can sign up to participate in the tele-town hall meeting at Huffman's website. On Sunday, Humboldt Bay Fire responded to a fire at a downstairs apartment on 2nd Street. Firefighters found the resident outside on the sidewalk being treated for burn injuries by neighbors, and an ambulance was called to the scene. The woman has now been transferred to a burn unit in San Francisco for further treatment of her burns, which covered 25% of her body. Fire officials determined that the woman had returned home to find fire in her apartment, ignited by clothing left over a heating vent. She then re-entered the apartment to search for a pet and suffered the burns. Humboldt Bay Fire wants to remind residents that once you evacuate a building safely, you should never return to retrieve belongings. On Monday, sheriff's deputies located the catalog mover that was stolen from the sheriff's woodlot over the weekend. Deputies found the orange and black cat in the 3400 block of D Street in Hydesville. The person in possession of the machine purchased it from another man earlier in the day, and he is not considered a suspect in the case and is cooperating fully with authorities. The suspected thief has not been identified, and anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Marijuana eradication efforts are at their peak during autumn on the North Coast, the normal harvest time for outdoor growers that populate the region. It's no different this year as the County Drug Task Force and CERT teams head into the hills to serve search warrants at sites suspected of being used for grows. Instead of relying upon strictly criminal violations, however, law enforcement has turned to the use of environmental laws to help bust grow sites, as Sheriff Mike Downey explains.
So now you have a fish and game and other environmental agencies coming in and actually getting involved heavily in the enforcement of these issues. And the DA's office has a unit there. They're working on the environmental side of it also. So that's become the mode of operation for us, where we're looking at the environmental impact.
Although the tactic of using environmental laws means more charges faced by those busted for cultivation, the sheer quantity of grow sites number in the thousands, and law enforcement can't get them all.
We were just looking at the county that we have pinpointed certain number of grows in the last couple of years. I think we're over 4,000 that we have identified from not last year but the year before that were in the ground that we could identify. And we were looking today to see what we actually, our impact to that map from 2 years ago. And you can see that we've hit everywhere all over the county. We only hit about 70 to 80 grows.
Conservative estimates about the underground marijuana economy range from $1 billion to $2 billion per year. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Stephen Walker.